Austin here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Mike Upton from First Tech Federal Credit Union. Mike, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks. Thanks again for having me today and really looking forward to catching up with you.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, it's been a couple of years since you've been on, so we got lots to talk about. But thanks for coming on. So you guys are, we're talking today kind of about the power of personalization, something that just about every credit union out there is looking to do. Probably actually pretty much any type of organization in any industry is looking for the power of personalization out there. But you guys are using or leveraging, you know, different types of technology to get there, to get that customized member experience. So I'm going to lead off with like the big question right off the top here, Mike. So how is First Tech, how are you guys leveraging advancements in technology to create a customized member experience, that power of personalization that we're all looking for?
Yeah, it's a great topic, Mike. As you know, there's a lot of energy around this right now. And, you know, when you and I have spoken in the past, you know, we're big champions of data and good data management.
Yeah.
You know, so a number of years ago, we made a concerted investment as an organization to become a data-driven company. And what that really meant was, you know, we built out a data warehouse. We're using Snowflake as our data warehouse up in the cloud. We've built a really fantastic data team, a data science organization. We brought in a leader for that group, a gentleman, Jay Franklin, who had done similar work at VMware, because we understand that in order to create and deliver those unique and personalized experiences, it's all about getting your data right. Mm-hmm. The groups that do the best job in data management, and deriving insight, and then turning those insights into meaningful personal experiences, meeting members with the information that they need and with the help they need when they need it, is sort of the holy grail to all of this. So to your point, you know, a number of investments that we've been making over the last couple of years, you know, we continue to invest in. We're moving into a person management, data management layer that coupling that up with our digital strategies, we really are excited about our ability to really start to deliver some personalization to folks.
Right on. And so how do these technologies, you alluded to the AI and also and cloud. So how do they help you guys achieve this power of personalization? Obviously, you said the root of it all or the foundation is that data and an effective data management. So how do you get from point A to point B and have that member experience that that all members are looking for?
Yeah, so the way that we've been approaching it is we really try to think about, you know, what are the jobs that our members need to do? You know, what are they coming to the credit union for? How can we better enable and assist them when they need us to be available in getting what it is that they care about done, mm-hmm. versus trying to get them to fall into, you know, our framework? And so we try to imagineer from the member perspective those things that the members are craving and they're seeking to do with us. And then we want to align experiences to support those needs.
Gotcha. Yeah. And so what are the ultimate benefits that you guys are looking to achieve here? Obviously, it's almost kind of getting down to the individual. I think that's probably the ultimate goal, I would think. So, but what are you guys trying to do here with all of this and the benefits that it brings you and your members too?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, with COVID, obviously, there was a big shift over to the digital channels. Mm-hmm. And that really accelerated, I think, a lot of utilization. So, you know, digital had been growing. It's not as if digital was new. And it had a really good followership. But it really moved a lot of people that were maybe on the edge of it into the norm.
Oh, yeah.
And what we found and what they found was, you know, digital here at First Tech, and I think in a lot of institutions, We were really ready for that shift, but really from a transaction standpoint, mm-hmm. It was easy to use, it was simple, but it was very transaction oriented. It lacked personalization. It lacked any sort of warmth or depth or engagement. And so with personalization, we're really looking to move from a transaction engagement, mm-hmm. to an emotional engagement, a social engagement. Oh, wow. something that is more fulfilling and actually meets the deeper member need than simply just getting their transaction taken care of.
Mm-hmm. Can you provide, can you share some examples or even maybe some results of your efforts in this area? Because I'm really curious to see, because you say you're going more from a transaction to more of an emotional, and I've rarely heard that from a credit union before, although, you know, people helping people, that's pretty, that's a very emotional mission right there, but I've never really heard it from a technology standpoint. So if you could like share some examples to kind of illustrate, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you know, as the technologist at the credit union, you know, I spend more time talking about how we introduce warmth and humanity into the engagement. And the
really?
Technology really is a set of tools that is there for us to create experiences that matter for our members. It's not about the tech. It's not about the tool. Now, they're important and you need to pick the right ones. But if you don't have an overall vision and you don't have an overall strategy for the type of experience that you want to deliver, you can have all the best tools at your disposal, but you're still going to come away leaving people feeling flat.
Mm-hmm.
So number of areas that we've been focusing on is, the ability for our members to control their credit cards.
Okay.
Right. Today, that is something where we're very, again, transactional and somewhat basic, but making it super simple and super seamless for mm-hmm. members to, you know, order a new card, dispute a transaction, having that be automated, have it be simple, you know, be there and be ready to support and serve our members at that point when they need us, so that they can get on with what it is they need to do in their lives mm-hmm. and not feel as if, you know, we're getting in the way.
Yep. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of equating it to like when my credit union first adopted remote deposit capture. I just thought that was the coolest thing ever, or even just Touch ID just to get into your account. You know, when they incorporated that to me was kind of an emotional type thing. Like, wow, my credit union gets it. This is so cool. You know? So, and that just kind of enhance my loyalty and my trust in them, because knowing they, I know that they get it and they're kind of with the times basically. So is that kind of what you're looking at as well? You see it from that angle?
Yeah, I think those are great examples, right? That feeling that you had when your institution delivered something to you or made something available to mm-hmm. you that you really found useful and intuitive. And that sensation that you felt really connected and that your institution was here to support you and take care of you and make things easier for you. And that's really where we're going with it. You know, card controls is a great example, putting the power of controlling a card in people's hands, you know, real time alerts, automating money movement so that it is super simple if you want to do cross-border transfers or you need to do wires. Because, you know, in this time, you know, there's a lot of stress in people's lives. And they shouldn't feel stress when they come to their credit union.
Oh,
they shouldn't feel stress when they come to First Tech to do the things they need to do. So experientially, we need to think beyond the transaction, and we need to have people feel that same thing that you felt with remote deposit capture. And that's really the essence of what's driving our strategies. And we think that, you know, that's a huge opportunity, not just for us, but for the financial services industry overall. I think, you know, if anything, the pandemic somewhat exposed that, yes, digital was ready, but digital was very transactional. And as an industry, and certainly as a credit union, we have an opportunity to take that whole thing to the next level. People are here. People love it.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to make sure that we know and they know that we're here to support them with what it is they need.
Yeah, I love that take. I love that take. And that kind of leads me to my next question is like, from your perspective and experience, I mean, why is the power of personalization so significant for credit unions today, especially using these technologies? And I think you just alluded to it with the emotional response, because when I'm asking this question, I'm thinking, I think Mike already answered this in his previous response, but I love that take.
Well, I think we can
enough of it.
You bet, man. So I think we can expand on that a little bit,
sure,
right?
Sure.
Because if people feel that emotional connection, right, then they're willing to, you know, socially share how it is that they feel about it. And that's really powerful, especially for credit unions, is getting evangelists out there that, you know, should the topic of banking or financials come up, which I know that doesn't come up in all the conversations, But what we want is, you know, if that does come up, we want our members to be very proud that they're part of First Tech and really, you know, advocate that says, you know, well, I'm not sure what you have going on, but boy, I tell you, my credit union is there for me when I need them. You know, let me give you an example of, you know, I was having some trouble and, you know, they made it simple. They made it easy, mm-hmm. right? Because we feel that that is that emotional connection, that social gravitas. You know, that's the key to sustainability. It's the key to growth. It's really the key to differentiation. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes people talk about servicing. Okay, but we're trying to put more of a human connection on that concept of servicing. Yeah. We really want to, you know, resonate at that emotional level. Because if we think we do that, we think we're winning.
Yeah. Are you guys trying to find the best? Because I'm talked to a number of credit unions about how the digital pendulum is really way out here, especially during the pandemic. But now they're starting to bring it back to where there's more kind of human experience with the digital and trying to yeah. find that balance. Is that what you guys are trying to do? Or you've probably already done it, knowing you guys, but is that kind of the trend that you're seeing as well?
Yeah, we see that. And again, you know, with that big shift to digital, you know, our membership embraced it. We're setting all kinds of records. And I think that's true of most financial service yeah. companies. You know, we've had the highest level of adoption. We've had the highest levels of, you know, active engagement that we've ever seen. You know, our account opening is now the account opening channel. Prior to the pandemic, the branch network was where the volume of new accounts came from. Now that has shifted clearly over to digital. Yeah. But again, what we also found was we had really built things to be efficient and we had built things around the transaction. And the opportunity is to build it around the member. And again, take that to that next level of really emotional engagement, you know, really taking that to delight. And that is leveraging that technology. Again, tech for tech's sake isn't the answer. Right. It's creating the end-to-end experiences that make it simple and make it easy for the member. And also we're finding making it simple and easy for our employees.
Yeah.
So one of the other big initiatives that we have going on is, you know, we recently have embraced the Pega system, which is a business process management and automation platform. Mm-hmm. And we've had huge success early in rolling that out with our employees. You know, we were able to automate almost all of our member-facing service forms. Mm-hmm. It used to be that if you called the call center or you went into the retail branch, you know, the associate that was helping the member would pull down a good old SharePoint form and fill it in manually and fire it off to the back room and a little bit kind of hope that it would get fulfilled. Well, we've automated all of that. There are no more forms. It is all automated workflows across the call center, across retail, across digital. It cut down the time. It reduced the errors. Mm-hmm. There was full transparency as to where the service item was, and it sped everything up for the member. So it just felt more holistic and just a overall better experience.
See, when you get happy employees, you get happy members. So, and you guys know that all too well. So yeah. Well done on that one.
Well, keep that staff happy. We're just starting on that.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll revisit and talk about that one down the road, see how that one's going. So that's going to have huge results. All right. Well, anything else here, Mike, to add? I mean, we could talk about this all day long. I know you could, but I know you have a job to do. So we want to be respectful of your time, but we thank you for coming on. But anything else to add on this one?
Yeah, no, Mike, again, I just think there's a tremendous opportunity for all credit unions to embrace the concept of, you know, really emotionally connecting with your members through technology.
Yeah.
You know, technology's here, they're embracing it, they're looking for it. But we have the challenge to make it warmer, mm-hmm. To make it more relevant, to make it more human, just to really up our game. And I think, you know, we always say in technology, it's an exciting time. To be in the business. I can't think of a more exciting time, right? People are here, they're craving it. So let's get to doing it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well said, sir. All right, Mike, well, I'm gonna let you get going. Appreciate the time as always. Look forward to the next visit when you guys will have something else really cool cooking up in your First Tech laboratory. So it's always exciting talking to you guys. So we appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Mike. Always love talking to you and happy to connect again soon.
Right on, sir. All right, right on. All right, Mike. Well, take care. Be well. All right.
All right. Bye now.